Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the Mystic River Chorale. Frank Martinetti is here, the artistic director. Welcome back, Frank.
Thanks, Mike. Wonderful to be here again.
Nice to have you with us. And the president, the big cheese, the woman that makes all the decisions and makes them all the big bucks, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Laurie Anya Linfoot is here. Did I say that correctly?
You did.
Okay,
you did.
I'm glad. And it's nice to have you back with us.
Great, thank you. It's great to be here.
We're going to find out about the upcoming concert. Maybe you want to start with that. Why don't you tell us the date and place of the concert that's coming up so people know right off the top where we're going.
It's a great concert that we have scheduled. It's called Journeys. It's Sunday, April 24th at 3 p.m. at the Mystic Congregational Church in downtown Mystic.
So next week, coming up soon.
Yes.
All right. Frank, the show is called Journey.
Mm-hmm.
And is that, I'm sure, has some significance, or you wouldn't have chosen it.
Well, it's funny how that happened. I had no understanding of what I wanted to do for the spring concert, but I had two pieces I had to do. One was requested by a chorale member, and it's an arrangement of The Spiritual Poor Wayfaring Stranger. And another one was called I Carry Your Heart With Me, which we had programmed 2 years ago and not done. And I was thinking on a Saturday evening, what do these two pieces have in common? And they're both about someone traveling and not being on a journey. And I started to roll with that, and within an hour and a half, came up with this entire program full of music about people being on a journey of different kinds.
Well, there you go. How about Gonna Take a Sentimental? That one's not in there.
We skipped that one.
Yeah. But I'm sure there'll be lots of other interesting things, a lot of which we will listen to tonight. And tell us a little bit about the chorale itself, if you will, Frank. Just kind of update anyone that might not be too familiar with the group. You obviously are based out of Mystic, Connecticut.
We are based out of Mystic. Our membership comes from throughout southeastern Connecticut and southwestern Rhode Island. And we are about 40 members.
Okay.
All auditioned. We have people who are singing in their first choral group since high school or college. We have people who are very experienced, who have sung in a variety of groups regionally and nationally. So it's a nice wide gamut of talented amateurs that love making music together.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get right to the music and get our journey started. And the first piece you have for us is what?
This is the chorale performing David Dekow's Stars I Shall Find, which is a setting of a Sarah Teasdale poem, at our spring 2015 concert.
Thank you.
Well, Frank, obviously by the amount of applause, a very appreciative audience and a live recording.
Exactly. Yeah, we hope to have just as good of an audience next weekend.
Well, that'll be great. And as far as the music in this journey is concerned, are we going to have lots of different kind of styles today?
We really do. It's probably the most eclectic program we've done in a long, long time. We begin with Turn the World Around by Harry Belafonte, and we have a Native American text, Now I Walk in Beauty.
Now, wait a minute. Harry Belafonte is going to be there?
No, I wish.
Oh.
But we okay. have his tune, Turn the World Around.
Okay, all right.
And we have three spirituals. We have an American folk hymn. We have some other things I'll share with you later. All we have right. a folk song from Nova Scotia. We have two songs called Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, about the immigrant experience, the Irish immigrant experience, and a piece by Irving Berlin called Give Me Your Tired, Your Poor, which I thought was very, very important at this point in our history as Americans.
All right. With all the current events that are going on, mm-hmm. That's a good thing to fit in there. Let's go to the next piece of music you have for us.
This is a selection from our last concert on January 18th, 2016. This is the chamber singers of the chorale singing one of Debussy's three chansons of Charles d'Orléans.
Time to sneak one more piece in before our first break. What will it be?
This is going to be my favorite movement of one of my favorite pieces, the Liber Ame from Gabriel Fauré's Requiem, which we performed in January, and this is our performance of that movement featuring baritone Thomas Woodman.
Oh.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with the Mystic River Chorale talking about the concert that's coming up next Sunday. And Lorianya, let's talk about the tickets and how they can get them and where it's going to be and what time and things like that.
Well, we encourage pre-sale of tickets because this concert does sell out often. You can go to our website, which is www.mysticrivercorral.org, to buy tickets, or you can find a friendly corral member that to buy them from directly.
Well, there you go. Find a friendly corral member. That sounds good. So if we could just have the phone numbers of all those people, and I'm kidding, just you have to find them on your own. But that'll be great, and that's going to be next Sunday. And one more time, where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Mystic Congregational Church in downtown Mystic at 3 p.m.
All right, 3 o'clock, Mystic Congregational Church. All right.
I just want to point out, you can also reserve tickets by calling 860-460-1487.
There you go. So one more time with that phone number.
Certainly, it's 860-460-1487.
All right. Thank you, Frank. And now let's get back to the musical part of our program here, which is, as you mentioned, going to be very eclectic. And we're going to do a little experiment now, I think, is what I'd like to call it.
We are. On the radio, you never really play two versions of the same piece back to back. I think it'd be interesting to do so. I love doing African American spirituals with choirs. I have not done any with the chorale since I became the director in 2008.
Really?
No. I've avoided them. On this concert, I've stretched the chorale by having them do some African-American spirituals, and we're doing one of the greatest arrangers of the spiritual, William Dawson, who was the choir director at the Tuskegee Institute for many, many years. And this is very interesting. We have two different recordings of his arrangement of Ain't That Good News. The first one is William Dawson himself conducting the Tuskegee Institute choir. The second one is a very different interpretation by the St. Olaf College Choir, under the direction of Anton Armstrong.
So if we had to vote, we'd probably think that the first one is right, since he wrote it, right?
I think, yeah, there's a different, yeah. They're very different. It's like jazz, you know, they just did very different things.
Interpreted different ways.
I'm certainly, before even hearing this, I would have taken it much closer to the first one.
All right.
But they're fascinating to hear the contrast and how much you can do with one piece of music performed two different ways.
All right, we'll listen to the first one, leave a little space, and then go right into the second piece.
I've got a crawl up in the kingdom, ain't that good news?
Ain't that good news?
I've got a crawl up in the kingdom, ain't that good news?
Ain't that good news? I'm gonna lay down this world, gonna shoulder up on my cross, gonna take it home to my Jesus, ain't that good news?
Well, you are correct, sir. Two very different versions of the same piece, and I think I do like the first one better. A little bit jazzier.
Yeah, I think so. Having the rhythmic energy is really, really central to these arrangements.
Well, see, that's the difference between a music teacher and somebody like me. I said jazzier, and you said...
Well,
musical energetic.
Yep, rhythmic energy, exactly.
Rhythmic energy, all right. Yeah. I got to write that down.
It's so like a bass guitar, you know? It's that kind of rhythmic drive.
Okay, all right. I'm going to remember that. We're going to really change gears now to a man that was extremely well known in American music about 30, 40 years ago. Still, the name is known, but hasn't done much lately. Tell us what we have next.
Indeed, we're about to hear a song by Don McLean of American Pie fame.
Bye,
and the reason...
Bye. You just keep going. I'll sing in the background.
Right. The reason is that we're going to do this traditional round by the waters of Babylon. And this round talks, you know, the lyrics are, by the waters of Babylon, we laid down and wept for thee, Zion. And this is, of course, when the Israelites were in captivity in Babylon. And like many of you, I first got to know this traditional round through Don McLean's recording of it, which we're going to share with you now. We're then going to go straight into a motet by the Renaissance composer Palestrina, which sets the same text in Latin, of course. So again, two very different settings of the same text.
Well, the first one's a little bit lengthy, so we might have to fade that out, but we'll get to the gist of it, and then we'll go to that second piece.
You sing with me, okay? Bye. A little glimmer of hope in a song like this one. In the last verse, we remember thee, we remember thee, we remember thee, Zion, is the hopeful part, because if you keep the memory of something that you want to come and to be again, then you have hope that someday it will be again. And I think that's what makes it a great song. You sing it again. By the divide this audience into three parts, and you get the idea. But well, these people over here will be one group, and these will be another, and those over there will be another, and we'll start going. I'll just let you go first, and just keep singing. Don't get hung up on the person who's singing a different part, otherwise it'll sound like you're in a washing machine. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're talking with the Mystic River Chorale about their performance that's coming next Sunday at the Mystic Congregational Church. We'll give you details about when, where, and how. Frank, we just want to touch on what music that was just before we took our break.
Yeah, just before the break, we heard the two different versions of By the Waters of Babylon, the second one by Palestrina. I forgot to mention that the artist there is the Voices of Ascension, a wonderful professional choir out of New York City.
Excellent. Okay. And moving right along with the eclectic selection of our journey today, what do you have for us next?
We began our show today with a piece by David Dekow, Stars I Shall Find. We're going to hear another one now, which we'll be singing next Sunday. It's a setting of an E. E. Cummings poem called I Carry Your Heart With Me.
Thank you.
Frank, a couple things I noticed there. First off, there was a piano playing throughout the whole thing, and I'll bet that you're going to have a piano playing at your concert.
We certainly will. My wonderful colleague Leslie Merwin is our accompanist, and sadly, we're going to celebrate her in a special way on Sunday because this is her last concert with us. Her other full-time job has changed location, and she will be leaving us this summer. But she's just been so wonderful to work with, and we're so pleased we get to showcase her in this final concert of the season.
So if someone were to just say, look, I'll give you $1 million. I want you to keep that accompanist. Do you think you could work it out?
I wonder. It's fascinating because she's a brilliant musician. She's the director of music at Our Lady Star of the Sea in New London, and she's also a full-time nursing supervisor.
Wow.
So I think she loves both halves of her life, the musical half and the healthcare half.
So you're saying the $1 million wouldn't mean anything?
You'd have to ask her.
But that does bring up a point that if people would like to contribute, they can do that through your website, right?
Definitely. All performing arts groups, you know, are funded at most half by ticket sales. There's such a need, you know, and we appreciate the support. We believe that the chorale makes the community a better place to live because there's this opportunity to sing and this opportunity to hear wonderful music, and we hope our listeners will be able to support us.
Excellent.
As so many of them already do.
And we also wanted to mention who was actually in that last piece we listened to.
That's right. The recording of I Carry Your Heart With Me is the Atlanta Sacred Chorale.
Okay. We have one more piece before we come back and give details about next Sunday. Tell us about this one.
Certainly. This is the closing number of our concert next Sunday, performed by the Dale Warland Singers. Libby Larson is a Minneapolis-based composer, and she's written a setting of three pioneer-related texts called The Settling Years. And the second movement is a poem called Beneath These Alien Stars by a female pioneer poet. And the third movement is called A Hoopla. And that's what we leave you with now in this segment.
Thank you.
we've come to the end of another hour of great music. Thank you, Frank. It's always a pleasure. And we want to talk a little bit about the show next Sunday, and one more time with a phone number, website, all the relative information they need. Go ahead.
Our concert's called Journeys. It's going to be on Sunday, April 24th at 3 p.m. at the Mystic Congregational Church in downtown Mystic. You may go to our website, which is www.mysticrivercorral.org, to purchase tickets or to find out more information, or call 860-460-1487.
What a deal. And there you have it from the president, okay? And no one's been interrupting us. There's been no pickets. There's been no protests. The president was here all, and everything was nice and calm. See, we're just trying to relate to current day circumstances. But, Frank, the music that we've been listening to is all in the show. This next piece is not necessarily in this program, right?
No, this is something from our January concert, which I'm very interested in sharing with you. We did the Foyer Requiem in January. We also did a companion piece written in 1999 to go with the Foyer Requiem with its unusual orchestration. So this is Craig Phillips' Dies Gratiae, Requiem Reflections, and there is no commercial recording available of this piece. Last time I checked, there's no YouTube videos of anyone performing it.
Wow.
So this might be the first broadcast for this piece, for all I know.
Well,
that's really exciting.
This could be a scoop, a world premiere. Well, thank you both for being here. And for the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.